Hello, everyone. We are going to do our weekly Q&A. And while you guys are coming in, I'm going to announce a few things so that we can be in the know, as they say. First up, we have, I will be live again. So let me just go over holiday week for all of you guys. Kathy will be doing office hours on Monday as usual. So if you are wanting to do some office hours with Coach Kathy, you'll be able to do that on Monday, the 21st at 5 p.m. Central Time. Bench Better is taking the week off. So for all of you who are participating in the Bench Better course, we're going to take that night off. It also happens to be my bestie's birthday week. So just so you know, she's taking a week off to be with her family for Christmas and for her birthday. I will be live with you again on Wednesday, December 23rd, 9 a.m. Central Time as usual. And then the rest of the week, though, calls are going to be suspended just for holiday week. So I'll be back the following Sunday with all of you, but we're going to take off a couple of holiday nights. But we're going to be here for you on Monday and Wednesday as usual. So that's holiday week. The exciting things. So y'all have been wanting a book club for I don't even know how long. We are officially launching in 2021. The No BS Woman's Book Club. And so that means that every month we're going to read a new book. Coach Yesenia is going to be taking us through. I don't know if y'all know, but she's an author. She has written a bunch of books. But y'all can find out all about her if you want to in the subgroup for the book club. So we are going to have a subgroup just for our No BS Women's Book Club. You can join it. The link is now in. If you go over to pmptribe.com and go to community where all the subgroups are. You can click on the link to join the subgroup. The first month we are doing the book, The Big Leap. So we have a link to buy the book where you can buy it through my store. The reason why I want you guys to buy, let me be honest, there's like uber small percentage that the Amazon will give Corinne. But the main reason that we have you buy through me is because we are reaching out to a lot of these authors in 2021 that we're doing book studies with to see if we can get them on the podcast and to come in and do a special Q&A with just our members. So the more books we buy through my link, the more we can tell them, hey, look how many people are going to show up and do the work and blah, blah, blah. Just helps us be able to show the power of the No BS Women. So if you want to be in the book club, just go to pmptribe.com. Mary Jo, it's pmptribe.com/pnptribe-subgroups. That's where you can go. The link is inside the comments. This sweater, somebody said, I love your sweater. This came from Nasty Gal. Just so everybody knows, I ordered some I would just call it sexy pajamas. Just swagger pajamas that Mr. Crabtree likes to see me walk around in. And so I was buying basically what the youth wears. And I saw this sweater on there just by accident. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. And I love this sweater too. So for all of you who like this sweater, you can check out Nasty Gal. I think it was $25. Let's see. If you're coming to camp, awesome. We're gearing up. I want to remind everybody who's coming to camp, there's no homework. People keep asking, what's my homework? There is no homework. You need to just come ready. So your homework is to come prepared to learn like a boss. That's your homework. So figure your shit out so that you can be as undistracted as possible. All of the swag has already shipped. We are officially sold out of swag. So if you still want to come to camp, you can, and you can register over on pmptribe.com, but we are out of swag. We sold over 2,500 spots now. So I had ordered 2,500, which was 500 more than October, and you guys came out in droves. The whole camp is going to be amazing. I talk all about it over on pmptribe.com. If you go to the events, you'll see everything that we're doing at January camp. It's really going to be focused on teaching you your why, who you want to be, and how do you adapt future focus so that you can stop looking back at your past and stop doubting yourself, trying to use doubt, fear, and worry as your way to get to where you want to go. We're going to be learning about future focus. We're going to learn about how to establish habits. We're going to learn a lot about like thinking like a successful person, thinking like the person you want to be, and how do you not only think like that person, but how do you integrate it today? I think it's one of those concepts a lot of you don't understand. And so we're going to talk a lot about it at camp. The other thing I want to tell you guys is that, so you can get registered for that. On starting the week after camp, we're doing an entire week series on the planner. So the coaches are going to be doing these videos where they're going to take you through their favorite pages in the planner and teach you guys how to set yourself up for success. And we are capping it off the Saturday after camp, which is, I don't have this date in my notes. Hang on, I'll tell you exactly what date it is. It'll be January. No, wait, that's the wrong month. It will be January the 9th. That's Saturday when I normally do my coaching. It's going to be all about future you. And so I am going to take you through a training on your future self where we are going to find the why. If you've come to camp, this will be like a refresher. It'll be like where you get to listen to it again and it'll be great. For all of you who are not coming to camp, we are going to do the why, do the who you want to be. I'll teach you my 3-2-1 power morning method, which is super simple because it goes right along with our planner. The nice thing about it is it's a small variation of something that I have you do every single day already. So it's just building on what this planner does for you. So at the end of the week, I'm going to teach you something that is super applicable to moving forward. So we'll do your why. We will do who you want to be. We will talk about how you integrate that into your daily thinking. We'll do the 3-2-1 power method. And then you will set a 60-day goal with a timeline. And we will talk about the importance of setting the goal. So that's what we're going to do for that entire week. So the coaches at first, they're going to help you with all the different pages. And at the end of the week, I'm going to kick you off with, we're going to set a goal. But I view goals this way. And this is what I am really working on teaching all of you. Goals are not just saying that I'm going to lose X amount of pounds by this date. That's not a goal. That's just saying I'm going to lose X amount of pounds by this date. A lot of you, I want you to think about, every one of you think about this. Think about the last time you lost weight and all you did was focus on the number, but you didn't focus on who you wanted to be. You didn't focus on the lifestyle you actually wanted. Like you did things to get to where you wanted, but when you got there and you looked up, you didn't like being there. You didn't learn how to believe in yourself. You just learned how to use willpower. You didn't learn how to trust yourself around food. You just used willpower and hiding and restricting. You didn't learn how to have a good relationship with the scale. So you didn't know what to do when the scale, like you didn't know how to think when the scale doesn't move. This is a big problem for a lot of you. The main reason why people blow up in maintenance is because they don't really understand how to reward themselves and speak to themselves and think about themselves without external validation. So if the entire time that you were losing weight, you were externally validated, at some point, all of those are taken away. Scale no longer moves. That external validation goes away. It's not, I will tell you, as someone who's weighed in for 15 years and weighed about the same weight the entire 15 years, you don't get on and you're like, oh my God, can you see that number? That gets old quick. Eventually your brain, and this is the way it's supposed to, it orients itself to the new normal, and then it just goes to the thinking that you use to normalcy. If your normal thinking is to be an asshole to yourself, to question, to worry, to like think that, what if things fall apart? Like if you're kind of a catastrophizer, if any of that, then what happens is when external validations start going away, those voices are like, they're naturally able to be heard more. So it's real important when you lose weight that you don't just focus on a number or a size. It's that you're focusing on the entire person that you want to be. And so that's how I set goal setting. It is a three-part thing. It is, you need to know why, so that when you get there, those whys have happened. So it's real easy to know you're there. You need to know who you want to be so that you can change your mindset now to start thinking in those patterns so that when you get there, you're not trying to unwind a bunch of bullshit. You're not trying to rely on external stuff. You've unlearned all of those types of habits. Then the last part is knowing, like, basically, what do you want to weigh? Like, whatever that is, by what date? That's the guardrails of helping you know when you're like, there must be something going on. It's going a little bit slower than I thought, or maybe I'm going faster than I thought, whatever it is. That's just to kind of give you an indicator of how much you need to be examining your data and stuff. But who you want to be and why, that is where you change as the human. That is where you change as the person. So that once you get there, you don't have to then do that work. You have evolved into her. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing on January the 9th. And then anything else I need to tell you guys? This Saturday is coaching for anyone who has over 100 pounds. Your call is this Saturday. Anybody is welcome. I promise you, the girls that have over... This is what I know. When I had over 100 pounds to lose, I just knew I was a unicorn. I knew my problems were harder. My emotional damage was worse. Like, the world just don't get it. Now, this is what I've come to realize since then and coaching thousands of women. Our problems are always the same. Now, I'll work with the 100 pound girls because, one, it just helps you feel like, okay, I'm truly being heard. It's, you know, sometimes there are specific issues that their mind goes ham on, like, you know, just, you know, like fitting in certain places and things like that. But the concepts are always the same. So you do not need to lose over 100 pounds to get extreme value out of the call. But I'm only going to coach the people that have over 100 pounds to lose. So I did want to say that. And I'll just tell you, if you have over 100 pounds to lose, please stop thinking you have it worse. Stop thinking you're so different. Stop thinking that your situation is extra bad. One, it brings up shame. It feels like shit. You feel defeated and you feel terrible. And then you go and search for what to do about it. If you're already feeling miserable and terrible and deprived of your own love, the last thing you're going to want to do is take away foods that you mistakenly think are providing that. It doesn't set you up for it. So if there's anything that I would love for all of you girls to work on, it's just simply saying, sometimes I feel like it's harder for me, and what I'm learning is it's just my own journey. Sometimes for some of you, it's like, if Corinne and all the Century Club people can figure it out, there's hope. I'm sure someone like me is sitting there who's lost her weight and felt exactly like I do today. I would rather you be thinking about that rather than thinking about how uniquely disqualified you are for weight loss, which is what many of us do. We sit around coming up with all the reasons why it's so much harder for us, rather than sitting around and looking at all the reasons why it could be possible. And this brings me to something interesting. I made notes this morning. I don't know how many of you do the Peloton. I do the Peloton. I love the Peloton. In fact, I don't know if it was Maria Perez. Somebody was in today, joined the class that I was in right at the end, and I high-fived her before. She high-fived me when she came in. I high-fived her on going out. If you don't know on Peloton, you can do hashtag NoBSWomen. I follow that hashtag. I also follow the hashtag PMP tribe, but I would love for all of you to move over to the NoBSWomen. But this morning, somebody jumped in, and it's like, I think it was the first ride in a long time, or if not ever, that someone from the membership jumped into a ride that I was doing. So that was fun. It must be okay. I can't, all I see is Facebook user over here, but I saw somebody. Hope you, let me just say, the workout kicked my ass. I don't know about you. I got off the bike. First of all, I was wet head to toe. I got off the bike and I was going upstairs and went, so I shit you not. I weighed in this morning and it gives you your heart rate. And I forgot to weigh in when I, a lot of times when I first wake up, guys, I don't even think to weigh in. I don't weigh every day, but I weigh like, you know, just whenever I'm thinking about it. So anyway, I weigh in after I worked out today and it will tell me my heart rate at time. This was like, I'd been off the bike for 10 minutes. It was still 144 beats per minute. For all of you who don't know, that's fucking high. I don't even get that heart rate when I go walking. Like, it is crazy. So it was a hard one, but it was by Toon Day. And if you don't follow Peloton, Toon Day is, I just find her motivational. I found her through a Beyonce ride with Alex Toussaint, who is my all-time favorite Peloton rider. And she was saying some stuff that I literally was like, please, God, Corinne, will you remember this? Like, do not forget. So as she's saying it, I'm saying it out loud because I thought, I want every one of my members to hear this. And this is what she said. She was like, when you, they have these things called the leaderboard. So I want you to think about it as our No BS Women's group, our Facebook group. I want you to think of the leaderboard as like our newsfeed. Okay. And you have got woman after woman who is, you know, posting daily about things that are working, her life changing, meds she's coming off, clothes she's able to wear. Somebody the other day lost 120 pounds and had her wedding. And she was like, I had the dream wedding. Like just, and then we had, I don't remember, who was it? Is it Debbie Lurvy? Who she's lost, she just hit Century Club. And like her first picture, I think she was on a walker. Just like my mom. We have so many women who have lost over 100 pounds. We have a lot of women who have lost all kinds of weight. But good Lord, y'all. The news feed every single day, it has lots of posts of people who are like, it's happened for me. It's happening for me. I'm experiencing and I promise you, I do not recruit only unicorns. I am not out there saying like, hey, No BS is open. If you have it easy in your life, no problems, a good mindset, everything's for you, and you're really skilled at weight loss, please come join so I can get some success stories. No. Do you know who I get? The people who have failed so many times is they're fucking sick and tired of dieting their life away. They have tried all of them. Listen to how I even speak when I am talking to the masses. I am literally bringing people into this group who feel like they are lost. They are the ones it will never happen to. That's who, like, I bring in people like me who have given up the hope, hear this, and they're like, I'm willing to try one more time. But they're not, nobody's actually coming. Most people who come in are not sitting there like, this is a sure thing. Now, some of people might be excited. Some people may be like, I have hope. I've been listening to the podcast. There might be those, but I would risk my awesome hair on 50% of us come in thinking that's probably not gonna happen. Well, I'll try it. I've tried every other diet. Why not this one? Most of us come in that way. And will you just look at the successes? So what she was saying in the ride, she said, when you look at that, do not use it against yourself. I don't want another No BS woman to ever look at our newsfeed and see success stories and say, this is an opportunity to think I'm a failure. This is my chance to list all the reasons and shortcomings that I have. That is optional bullshit suffering. If you ain't learned a thing since you've been here, then learn this. that when you look at the news feed and see success stories, if you go ham on yourself, that's a thought problem. That's not a trigger. That is your inner self shooting up the flare gun saying, for fuck's sake, will you love me? You are in a group of people who are just like you figuring out the shit. So rather than looking, when you look to the newsfeed, don't you ever look down on yourself ever again. When you look up to the newsfeed, to all these people who are having success, I want you to level up. This is your chance to ask a question, to say, give me a thought that has really worked for you. At your lowest, what did you think that got you started? What is your favorite basic? How do you make whatever you're struggling with, how have you made it easier? Because every answer you seek is staring you in the fucking face. In face. You have people, like, I have stocked your pond with people exactly like you who are figuring it out, and all you got to do is ask the damn question. Ask a good one. Y'all want to know what pisses me off? Like, if there is something that you guys do that gets me mad, I will tell you the one thing y'all do. Here I am. I'm sorry for myself today. I'm going to go on a Facebook group. I'm going to be like, some days are just terrible. Who else in here is struggling and can't get their shit together? Worst fucking question ever. Look at what you're asking. You are saying, please, all I want to do is reinforce my shitty attitude about myself. I don't want help. I want to have a kumbaya about how terrible I am. Pity party, please. And you know what else pisses me off? The Me Too movement that gets started every single time. Me Too, girl, I feel you. Ain't nobody in that discussion doing jack shit but feeling sorry for themselves. If you see it happen, let me tell you. If you see it happen, number one, if you're like me, you go in there and you challenge them and you do it in a loving way. Y'all don't go in there like me. There's only one of me. I don't even let Coach MJ go in like me. There's only one of me that can kind of like know the art of getting in somebody's stuff in a way to where they're like, I think she just slapped the shit out of me. But for some reason, it felt good. I don't know how I do it, but I do it. But this is what you do. You go in, first of all, of your success story, and you ask them. And you ask people in the comments, not just the original poster. What is one thing you wish you could change? And let's see if we can help you. Like, give me one basic you struggle with. Give me one thing that you're like, okay, if I could work on this one thing, and I think it could make all the difference in the world, it would be this. And then we go in and we give them the tips and the tricks and the thoughts and stuff. That is helpful. Second, if you agree with the original poster, do not say me too. That is so, like, I want you to think about it. When you agree with somebody else's, like, just day where they're not their best, it never feels good. So if you're going to go in, just say, you know what? Let's help each other. Because I don't want to be struggling. I am, but I don't want to be. So what can we do about it? That's more productive. That's better. That's leveling up. This is what I want for you guys. I want you to never use our Facebook group against yourself. by looking at successes, by looking at things that are working and thinking that can't happen for me. I must be doing something wrong. I must be broken. That is optional, old shitty thinking. When you look to the group, and if you see someone who's doing things and you're not, it's your opportunity to level up, to say, I would love your help. You've really got your shit together. And if you can, I'm going to choose to believe that at one point you were like me. What would your advice to me be? Here's what I'm going through. That's leveled up discussions. That's the kind of talk we want to have in here. You guys are the fortunate ones. You are the ones that are in a group where we're not just shortcutting and depriving and reinforcing diet culture and doing all the bullshit. You are the ones that haven't quit. I don't care how you feel about yourself today, whether you feel like the rock star of the group or you are barely hanging on. You're here. That right there already makes you winning. That right there is what separates you from people who join and kick a few tires and don't really do much and then use the newsfeed against themselves, barely look at the website, and then move on to the next diet. Because I promise you, every single person that quits, oh, they go diet again. I want you to think about it. What woman do you know that's ever wanted to lose her weight at some point says, you know what, number 172, that was the last straw. Never again. You rarely hear about it because that dream will keep calling you. Whatever it is, and that's what we'll talk about on January 9th, whatever that version of you you dream that you'll be, like the way that you think and the way that you feel, that desire will always keep calling. I just want you to answer in a way that makes sense. I don't want you out there doing horse shit, desperado stuff. This is where we make real change. Okay, now let's do questions. This is from Laura. How do we know when it's time to level up our nutrition? I am only recently able to stay on plan for a few days in a row, so I don't know what, I don't want to do it too early. Here's how you know, Laura, how you feel. Do you, like when you think about, I'm going to make this small change, do you think, I don't know if it'll happen, but I'd like to try. The worst thing that will happen, Laura, is you will try to level up. It may be too much. If you don't beat yourself up, you just go back to what you were doing. So I want all of you to hear this message. I personally, in all walks of my life, I did this all the way through weight loss. I do this with business. I do it with a lot of things, especially with Logan. I try things all the time because I always think, if I'm going to have my back and it doesn't work out, then I just go back to what I'm doing now. If now is working especially, the worst that can happen is you'll try something, it's not for you, or you maybe it was too early, or it works like gangbusters. Whatever it is, you can always go back to this. If you don't have mind drama that something's wrong with me if I did it, there's nothing wrong with trying things and it not working. I think that's where a lot of you get hemmed up. It's like, well, if I try something, it doesn't work, then I've screwed myself. Only if you think like an asshole who screws themselves. You have the option for one, believing that it will work. And then two, if it doesn't, just like, good for me for trying. I'm going to go back to what I was doing. I'll see if I'm ready in another couple weeks. Like if it's that casual of the conversation, you'll try shit all the time. If it's like, oh my God, I knew it was too soon. I've really fucked up. I had such a good streak going. Wah, wah, wah. If that's the conversation, guess what you end up doing, guys? You don't change anything. You get to a comfort level and you just kind of sit there and then you just stay confused and wondering all the time whether or not you should do something. Confused and second guessing yourself is terrible. I'd rather you guys try something and learn how to be a great advocate for yourself through thick and thin afterward. That feels better, a lot better. How should I go about deciding on setting up my minimum baseline for my day? Super simple. What is the minimum? Like the way that I think of minimum baselines is, what do I know I'll do every fucking day, even when I don't want to? That's a true minimum baseline. So for all of you who are wondering what minimum baselines are, I believe we have a couple of public podcasts on it. Maybe we can link to those in the show notes. But the short of it is when you set a minimum baseline, you're wanting to get started on something and you are picking not the should be doing version. It's the, I know without a doubt I'm going to do this. I could even make myself if I had to baseline. So it's always a low, low bar. It is the bar that's laying across the floor that all you got to do is pick your foot up to step over. The minimum baseline's job is to get you good at overriding the I don't want to moments. It's good at creating consistency and wins. It's a momentum shifter. It also starts motivating you to think you can do things. The whole purpose of the minimum baseline is that. So they also change over time. So when I was losing weight, my first minimum baseline was a daily 15-minute walk. I was like, for the rest of my life, I'm going to walk 15 minutes a day. I know I can commit to that, and that's who I want to be. I promise you, I have done it. The only times I have not done my 15 minutes is I have come out of surgery. And I had a couple of surgeries where I actually did go and walk for 15 minutes. They wanted me out of bed, and I surprised the nurses because my little ass with my walker could keep on trucking. Just so you know. And I didn't make myself. My minimum baseline had become such a part of me that I wanted to be somebody that even on her worst days, she walked for 15 minutes. I can't even tell you. I literally, the only time I've ever missed those I've probably been really sick. I just always walk for 15 minutes. And I'm not talking about going out and doing some dance and prance and walking or anything like that. I'm talking about just let me move around the house. I have walked my house before when it's really cold and talked to my mama on the phone. And that's been my 15-minute walk. So that's what the minimum baseline does. It's not your shoulds. It's what I will do no matter what, even in the moments, it's a no. At first, my minimum baseline, when I really started questioning my food, so, you know, y'all know I didn't like cut back on my ice cream. My first real minimum baseline was I won't be eating out of the ice cream in a carton ever again. That's been a minimum baseline of mine for a long time. I have minimum baselines that have changed over time. Like now my minimum baseline is more like I move a good movement for 60 minutes a day, most days of the week. It's usually about 5 to 6 days a week. I love moving my body. I will say that these days, most of the time it's walking. I do lots of different things, but the minimum baselines for me are things like I don't go out and drink unless I'm on vacation more than 3 times a week. I have a minimum baseline around like the ice cream. I've just never ate out of a carton ever again. I don't eat out of like I have a minimum baseline around, God, what is it? Like cheese. I don't just like I cut cheese take the piece of cheese and eat it. If I want more, I go back. I don't like load up my plate and hope that I'm going to stop, things like that. Those are like easy minimum baselines to think about, like some guidelines. If you're coming to camp on the last day, we're doing something around our personal rules, and that's like our minimum baselines. It's the guardrails of which we live by, that we do from love, that we set up for ourselves, that helps us continue the path to be that person that we want to be. Yeah, like somebody said, I just realized one of my minimum baselines is she closes the kitchen after dinner. One of my minimum baselines that I'm developing is, if y'all don't know, I wear the Oura ring, O-U-R-A. And so what this ring does, it tracks steps. It tracks my heart, resting heart rate. It does all kinds of things. And so every morning when I wake up, it gives me a score basically as to how I'm recovering, what my temperature was like. Like, it's a real good health indicator. And if I eat dinner within about 2.5 to 3 hours of bedtime, I notice that when I wake up in the morning, my recovery has dropped by over 10 points. And it will always say, did you eat late last night? Something kept your heart rate up, you know, longer than usual. And I've just had this ring now for months. And I was like, it's got to be the eating. Because sometimes I wait until like 7 to eat dinner. And then if y'all don't know, I go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. And on those nights, digestion's running. And it takes it until about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning before my heart rate starts getting down into the levels that it normally is when I haven't ate so late at night. So I'm not closing the kitchen down like as restrictions. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm 46 years old. I don't know that I want that many nights of my life where my, you know, we only get so many tickers on the ticker. Like, I don't know that I want to be wasting any like that. So I've just been like, maybe I should really think about that so I can get better sleep. So there you go. I'm having difficulty figuring out my why. I've been slowly gaining, and I've gained about 10 pounds. I've been slowly gaining, and I've got about 10 pounds more to lose. What do you suggest to help me figure out a strong why? You don't need a strong why. I think you're looking for your why to be your weight loss buddy. If you come to January 9th, we're actually going to do that. Or if you come to camp, we're actually going to do all that. The easiest way, the absolute easiest way, is to get your journal out. All of you who want to find a why, I'm going to teach you how super fast. Get your journal out. Turn to your journal pages. Ask the question, why do I want to lose weight? Write for 5 straight minutes. Set a timer on your phone. Then for the next 2 weeks, you add to the list one unique thing every morning. That's phase one. Phase two is every single day, if you go to your planner, when you have your weight loss goal this week, is you write 3 of them on there. 3 of the reasons why. And then, like, when you do things like my goals are today, and you do why they're important, you need to put on there from that list why they're so important. That's like step two. Here's the third phase, third part. During the day, before you eat, or before you do your shenanigans that are not getting you towards your 10-pound goal, you need to talk about, like, this is what I'm fixing to do. Like, I'm talking about before the urges kick in. And let me just tell you, if you've been fucking with 10 pounds, you know your patterns. Nobody in this group is just like, I just don't understand why. Look, if you quit acting like you don't know, you do know what's going on. It's like, well, I do really good, but like every about 4th day, I start thinking, this is so hard. I deserve a little break. I just want to like have a drink with my hubs. Like, we all know what our normal patterns are. Before that pattern comes, if you don't know your patterns, find it. Everybody's got one. Our brains like certainty. They don't like shock and awe surprises all the time. So all you got to do is you start telling yourself beforehand, you know what? Here's what I really want and why. for me. And I know that I'm going to think that I want this. And in that moment, I'm going to tell myself, you know you temporarily want this, but it never turns out the way you think. So let's think about what life could be like if today you just decide it's a no, without arguing with it, without wishing it away, without acting like it's going to be hard. Like if we just simply say no and we get really oriented toward who we want to be and why we want to be there, it takes the temperature down of that moment. That's how you work with your why. I think the biggest problem most people have is they think that their why is like, I'm going to find the magic one. And then all of the patterns that I have are now going to be effortless and like a silver bullet to my issues. That's not the why's job. The why's job is in the moment that you want something other than your dream, is to give you pause because you know who you want to be and why, and this seems to be taking you away from it. It is to illuminate this moment, to spotlight this moment so that you can choose delayed gratification. And it, what you do before that moment of impact is you spend an exorbitant amount of your brain space thinking about the things you want in your life and why. Most of you spend all of that brain space worrying you can't have those things, fearful you'll never get there, looking at all the fuck-ups of your day, explaining why you're not there yet. You're spending the same amount of time just in wasteland and then wondering why you're not getting there. So when you are thinking through the day, be on the lookout for old shitties. And then don't get frustrated, because that's wasteland thinking too. Your job is to be like, okay, let's redirect, because I really want to do emotionally fueled thinking. No more wasteland thinking. Emotionally fueled. Let's see. I made Queen's Club last week, and I'm up 4 pounds this week. I know I'm overeating. I would say so. Catherine, I'm agreeing with you. I find I'm eating when I'm not hungry and not stopping when I'm satisfied. Any suggestions? Yeah, quit doing that. You already know how not to do it, because if you made it to Queen's Club, you have the skill. You literally don't need me to tell you. It's so funny how like you've lost 25 pounds and in 1 week you've decided that you must not know how to do it. What is your suggestion? It's like, I would ask you, you're the expert. What were you doing 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? What were you thinking before you did that? Ask yourself, why am I wanting to eat now when a few weeks ago I wasn't? What thoughts changed? That's the only difference. And get real curious with it. Sometimes what happens, I watch a lot of you, I don't know if this is you, Catherine, but I watch a lot of you hit a major milestone. So like you'll hit the 25 pound mark and then you'll go from like working towards Queen's Club and being excited about your changes and being like, it's working. I can't wait to get there. You have all this thinking. Then you get there and you're like, ooh, it's getting serious now. Ooh, I hope I can stay here. Your thinking shifts from that of future thinking, being excited, looking forward to who you're going to be and all this other stuff to like, now it's time to be scared. Now it's time to get serious. Now it's all these other things. The only thing that changes how you think. It's like, how do you get to the 25 and be like, hell yeah, I did it. And there's no reason for anything to change. I'm going to stay excited. I'm going to set my next goal. I bet the next 25 pounds are easier because I don't have to learn shit like I did the first 25. Like, how many of you are having that conversation at your milestones? Most of you hit a milestone and be like, oh, and now the hard part begins. And you wonder then why you're not motivated. It's like, motivation is a feeling. It is not a gift from the weight loss gods. If you want to be motivated, it starts with a line of thinking. If you sit around and allow doo-doo demotivating thoughts without any effort in changing them, or you're like, but oh my God, I notice all these thoughts and they're really shitty. What do I do? Quit complaining about them is step one. No thought has control over you until you get scared of it. It's just a sentence. You're a fucking human. You've got a reasoning brain. You know what a dog doesn't have? A reasoning brain. If he sees something in the street, he's not going, they say they're going, street looks busy. I should probably wait a minute, really think about this. I don't know. You know, the last time I went out into the street, dogs don't have all that. You know what they're like? Yes, go, squirrel. Because they have dog sentences where they just react. You, my friends, have what we call the reasoning brain, which is the front part, the thinking part. Your habit brain is just going to send up your usual shit. But you have this magic pill up here that can be like, oh, it's an old shitty. I'm supposed to just think my new thought, not get worked up. This is not a big deal. So when old shitty comes in, we take the slappy happy and we just apply. Oh my God, things are getting serious now. Oh, that's just a sentence. I bet the next 25 are easier because I don't have new shit to learn. It's a neutralizer thought so that you can just keep going. It's like throwing baking soda on the poop. It takes the stink right out. All right. Years ago, I asked a friend what movie star I reminded her of, and her response has stayed with me. I've tried to journal but can't figure out how to ladder my mind around it. She told me I resembled John Wayne. And that is how I always picture myself, especially when I see recordings of me walking. I guess I would just like say like to yourself, like, who do I want to think I am? Like, first of all, figure out like what makes Linda unique. You could, like, as a latter thought, you could say, you know, my friend had a crazy thought. It's not true. Sometimes I think the same thing, but that's only because I'm used to it. But you really need to know what makes Linda amazing and unique and that of which you love. Because this is what it's signaling to me, is that you don't really have that relationship with yourself. Otherwise, like, that would be like, if somebody told me, I don't even know who somebody could tell me I look like, that I would just be, I don't know. Let's say somebody told me, like, oh my God, Corinne, did you design the poop emoji after yourself? You have a striking resemblance to Poopy. Old shitty here. If I didn't have a good self-image, like the self-regard, I would be really apt to be like, are they right? Like, let me look at this thing. Like, you would like question it. This is what a lot of you do. Like, I want all of you to think about other people's opinions, whether you know them or it's a rando at the grocery store. If someone else's opinion strikes a chord with you, shakes you loose, that's because there's a small hole in your self-regard that you need to fill. Like, if you know your self-concept and who, like, your unique qualities and what makes you amazing, then that loses its steam against you. Could you please talk about the 3-2-1 goal process that you presented at the Life Coach School for those of us who missed it? Debbie, I'm actually going to teach it on January 9th to all of you in a full-blown presentation. So you guys can just wait for that. I promise you, though, you're doing your planner every day, it's going to be strikingly familiar to all of you. I basically wrote a concept for my friend Brooke. She asked me, would I do a special class for people that do not belong to her membership, because she respects me. She's like, I don't know anybody that teaches goal setting better than you. She's like, would you be willing to teach a free class for my people that I would love to join my membership? I think they would really resonate with you. And I was like, of course, because like, oh my gosh, she's changed my life. And I'm like, I'll do it. Sign me up. Whatever you need, Brooke. And so I taught a class, and basically I just taught what I teach you guys. I taught them about who do you want to be, your why. In fact, when I just taught you guys the why 5-minute download, that was in the class. And then we set a goal and we put a date to it. And then I gave them what's called the 3-2-1 power method, which is basically every single day, you're going to write down three whys. Boom, they're around your goal. I was like, why are they important? This why they're important, guys, are your list of whys. It's just that everybody who came to that webinar, that free training, they ain't got a PMP plan. I mean, a no BS planner. They ain't got one. So the second one is, why am I equipped to get this done? This is very similar to, I like these things about me today. What can I tell myself to stay on plan? On here on the assessment, tell why I'm worth this work. We have a lot of the things I did right today. We have a lot of things that reinforce why I'm well equipped to get my goal today on here. The other one is, so that's three reasons why, two reasons why I'm well equipped. And the one is the one action I'm going to take today to get me closer to my goal. Well, guess what? Y'all do that every day. You write your food down in advance. And I ask you all about, have you had enough? Like, I bake all of that into this. That's what that is. All right. So we'll go into it deeper when we do our class together. What time is the January 9th class? I'll tell you what. Rather than me telling you, why don't all of you get really good at going to pmptribe.com and clicking on that training calendar that we work so hard to put up for you guys all the time? Every class with every time is on it. All y'all got to do, anytime you want to know, I wonder when a class is, I wonder when the next thing is. If you go to that training calendar, we put it in your weekly newsletter. It's on the homepage, and it's also got its own button on the website. There's a million ways to find it. I would use that calendar option like a boss, y'all. You, at any time, you can check the website and see what's coming up next. What have I missed this week? What did I miss last week that I might be interested in? Guess what? It's in your podcast, which we just upgraded. And every video that we do, including this, will always be in the video replays on the website. We try to make things as easy as fucking possible for you guys. That's like my goal all the time. No confusion. I always tell my team, stop being clever, get really clear. In fact, Mary Jo will tell you, I'm constantly telling them, clarity over clever. How do you stop the old shitty thought of not being good enough because we are all inundated with society? Awareness. I would much rather you guys quit trying to stop old shitty. Seriously, it is such a waste of time. We don't need to stop the old shitty. We need to hear it and then switch gears. That is it. If you hear it and switch gears with your thinking, zero power. And when it has no power, you don't care if it comes. And so, like, if you notice that, like, let's say you're out in society and you're getting a message that you don't want to get, check why you're there to begin with. That's on you. That's what I do. Like, anytime I'm following an account that makes me feel skeezball, I'm like, ooh, if I notice that I'm feeling a little skeezy, I don't want to necessarily do thought work around that. You know what I want to do? Delete. I unfollow the bullshit big time. And that includes family and friends. I can't tell you how many of my family members I've unfollowed. I'm like, I love you, but I don't need to see every one of your crappy thoughts. I'm pretty sure if we all get together, you'll tell me about them. I don't have to read them in my newsfeed. Can you explain my boom goal and how to set them? A boom goal is really simple. It's called blowing our own mind. So there's regular goal setting, like what we do, like the 60-day goals. I always like to, there's two kinds of goals that I set. I set a lot of quarterly goals and things like that, that are like, okay, these are the goals I know we can achieve. We'll push ourselves a little bit, but they're like, I can easily find the path there if I just do these things, whatever. Boom goals are blowing our own mind. And those are like, oh, fuck, I'm fixing to get crazy up in this bitch. I am going to make a big ass goal. Sometimes you might have heard it in business books as a big ass, I think they call it a big ass hairy goal. No, big hairy audacious. They call it big hairy audacious goal. And of course, I wanted to call it a big ass hairy goal. But it's called a BHAG. And my mentor calls them impossible goals. We call them boom goals for blowing our own mind. It's just literally goals that stretch you way beyond what you think is possible for yourself. And then you just go to work on trying to achieve it. And what most people do is they either will achieve something that they've just talked themselves out of it because they just didn't have a good belief system to begin with. So they were setting their goals too low for themselves. Or you don't get there, but you learn so much about yourself through the process that by the time you get to the end, like you've blown your own mind and all the things you could do, even if you didn't obtain it. That is what's happened for me. I'm about 50-50 on boom goals. Sometimes I get there and I'm like, I fucking can't believe I did this. But it was mainly because I allowed myself to believe it to be possible. And so that meant I had to think differently on a bigger level than when I set smaller goals. Some I don't hit at all, but I learned so much about myself. I learned like, where am I quitting? Am I going all in and I just need new processes, or am I not going all in and I need to work on my mindset? You know, and because the processes could work, I'm just talking myself out of them. You just learn so much through it. So that's all a boom goal is. I don't teach them in the membership. It's something fun that me and my team do every year. I let them all, when we get together, we have a team meeting every year. We do it in August. And we all set yearly boom goals. And we dream really big for ourselves. And it's just fun. And you get to put anything you want on there. And so we've all been setting them for about 3 or 4 years now. And this year, we're actually updating every quarter where we're at on them. And it's really cool to watch everybody working towards them. Last question. When I think about getting to goal, I get rushed and want to get there fast. Can you talk about creating patience with my thoughts? Yeah, you just need to ask yourself, why am I in such a rush? What do I think is going to be so different when I get there? Like, what's going to change for you? It's going to be thinking, and you might even think there's some the ways that you're going to live that's going to be different. Find that. And then look at today and ask yourself, where can I apply that now? Because I'm really seeking the thoughts and feelings that are coming along with when I get there. So where do I not have that, those feelings today and those thoughts? If you're coming to camp, we will talk a lot about that on the first day. We'll do it the whole weekend, but we're talking about enjoying the process and tying who you want to be to your process. If you catch the January 9th class that I'm going to be doing on the who, the why, and the goal, the three parts to setting a goal, we'll talk a little bit about it. But you're going to see me over the next year of 2021 helping you guys put more joy and ease and love of the weight loss process into action for you. That's a huge content goal of mine for the next year, is to really teach us how to bridge the gap between who you are today and that future you who reaches her goal. Okay, y'all. It's all the questions. Love you. I will see you on Friday, or no, on Saturday at 10 a.m. Losing 100. That will be you guys. And anybody else who wants to come, you're welcome to attend. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.